This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inske. Evolution is once again the center of debate in Kansas. 5 years ago, the State Board of Education removed some principles of evolution from science standards. That controversial move was reversed 2 years later. Challenges are now coming from supporters of an alternative to evolution called intelligent design. But to Kansans, the issues and the fight are familiar. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Kansas City.
For many in Kansas, the current debate over how to teach evolution in the schools carries with it a profound sense of deja vu.
Same song, second verse.
Janet Waugh is a member of the Kansas Board of Education. She was also on the board 5 years ago when creationists succeeded in changing the wording in the state's science standards to downplay the theory of evolution. 2 years later, though, after moderates regained control of the board, the standards were changed back. But then last year, conservatives in Kansas rallied to regain the majority, and they opened a new fight over how and whether the theory of evolution should be taught in Kansas schools. Waugh voted against the changes the first time around and plans to do so this time as well. She says while the basic issues remain the same, the debate has changed.
First of all, they're not bringing up creationism, which was the big, that was a hot topic last time. This time it tends to be intelligent design, which to me, creation and intelligent design are basically the same because they're both based upon faith.
Proponents of intelligent design believe that life began on Earth not by chance, but as the result of deliberate action by some unidentified higher intelligence. In Kansas, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and other states where teaching evolution is being challenged, intelligent design is offered as an alternative explanation for how life began. In Kansas, one of the main proponents is William Harris, a medical researcher at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. In a coffee house in Kansas City's trendy Westport area, Harris says as a scientist, he sees evidence of design in the sequencing of nucleotides within human DNA, a code that's the basis of life and which intelligent design advocates say couldn't have happened by chance. Harris says in trying to understand how life began, science errs by refusing to look beyond natural phenomena to other explanations, which he acknowledges some call supernatural.
We're not proposing that you teach supernatural explanations. We're trying to say when natural explanations are exhausted, admit it, be honest about it. And when we're looking at something like biological information, the only source that we know of in our experience of information, coded information, is from an intellect, from a mind.
Harris proposed changing Kansas science standards to allow teachers to discuss intelligent design as an alternative to evolution. Science committee member Jack Krebs is a high school math teacher in Oskaloosa, not far from Kansas City. He's also an ardent opponent of efforts to change the standards to accommodate intelligent design. He calls intelligent design an interesting philosophy, but not a science. If it is science, Krebs says, like other new scientific ideas, it should be subjected to rigorous tests and peer review.
Their ideas have not succeeded in the marketplace of ideas as science. Their ideas are philosophical and religious and cultural. They deserve a hearing. But what they're doing by going straight to the Board of Education is they're asking to sort of jump to the head of the line, put us in as science, even though we haven't earned it, really.
Notably missing in writings on intelligent design is any mention of just whom the designer might be, though clearly for advocates, it's God. That's led to charges that all of this is religion masquerading as science. At a high school in Kansas City, Kansas last week, 400 people turned up for a hearing on the proposed science standards. The polite crowd seemed evenly split between people for and against the proposal. Many at the hearing were veterans of the last evolution debate, and many, such as Renee Buford, were clear that for them at least, Genesis provides the only acceptable explanation for how life began. Buford said she's already busy providing her children with religious instruction and doesn't want to have to correct ideas they learn in science class.
And I don't want them being confused on evolution. I don't even want them to really learn evolution because I don't believe in evolution. I believe in Christianity. And just like the one gentleman said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Others are concerned that Kansas will once again become an international laughingstock. Rachel Robson, who identified herself as a Christian and a microbiologist, said she uses evolutionary theory daily to help unlock mysteries of how bacteria cause disease.
As a Kansan, I remember how our state suffered the last time a zealous Board of Education tried to write evolution out of our public school science standards. I don't want our state, as we struggle to build our bioscience industry and our economy, I don't want Kansas to suffer like that again.
More hearings are scheduled later this month, and the Kansas Board of Education could take action on the science standards over the summer. It's clear that in Kansas and around the country, the question of how life began remains a divisive issue. After years of fights over abortion and gay marriage, some social conservatives are calling evolution their next big fight. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.